So as we gathered together and it's a special moment for each of us, I think, gathered together for this Mass. And this past week I had a chance to visit one of our schools, St. Vincent de Paul in Passe Christiane. And the first group of kids that I met were the super duper little ones, like the 3-year-olds, the micronauts, you know, really tall little ones. So anyway, and one of the little boys came flying up and grabbed my leg and said, "I love you." And of course I melted right into the floor and said, "I love you too." And so it became a celebration of sharing the love of Jesus Christ together. In the end, that's why we're here. It's that kind of special, simple, without any guile, statement of love. Jesus calling us into this moment. And we heard in the letter to the Hebrews first that, you know, we're not going to have a cloud. It won't be a dark cloud this morning, hopefully. It won't be a cloud of fire either, although we had our incense and our prayers rising to heaven already. It is about Jesus at the altar. It is about Jesus' love for us at this altar and Jesus' blood sprinkled on each of us to bring us healing, to bring us peace, to bring us forgiveness. And so it's in that spirit of love of Christ, Him giving His life for us, that we come to this altar. The letter to, or the reading from Sirach speaks about the call to humility. And I have to admit, when each time I read that story, I think of a moment in my own life. I think I was about 16 years old. I was in a play called Brother Orchid, and I was one of the main characters in the play. And I remember being in this was live. This was probably the second time we presented it. And I remember being in a scene, and one of the other guys that was with me in the play, he was the main character, he had said a line that I thought was in the wrong scene. So I spent the whole time in that scene trying to get him into the scene I thought we were in. Finally, he left me on the stage by myself because he couldn't get me off of where I was headed. And here I'm holding the orchid in my hand, so it's Brother Orchid. And I finally let it down and went backstage thinking that I had it figured out. And so I got back to the backstage, and the priest that was, you know, the main director of the whole thing had the book out. And I found out real fast, I was the one who was wrong. And I realized in that moment that is a real humbling moment. Now, we were able to continue the play, and people didn't know the play, so they didn't know we had blown it. But I did. I did. And it's in those moments that we stand before God and we say, "You know, Lord, you love me even when I say the wrong line. Even when I say the wrong thing to my wife or my husband, even when I am not as good with my children or my parents as I am called to be, you still love me and still care for me." That draws us into the gospel today. And St. Luke's gospel chapter 12 is wonderful for us. It's a statement really to each of us of the kind of gathering we're in right now and the kind of celebration we're in. This past week we had a staff day for all of the staff of the diocese, and my director of evangelization invited a person to come in that he met that morning on the street, and he was a street person, And he came in to share his story with us. And as I met him, I have to admit, I said a prayer. I said, Lord, I hope we are accepting of him, given his circumstances. And that becomes the question for each of us. We're invited to the banquet of the Lord, the wedding feast. The flower petals have been thrown. Are we open to the poor? Are we open to the homeless? Are we open to the sick? Are we open to people that are less fortunate than us? I'm very glad to note that the staff was very welcoming of the man, and he told his story, and there was a moment of faith in his story, but he also shared with us that he had just gotten out of jail and was very appreciative that we accepted him into our moment, our prayer day, if you will. What happened to him later, I don't know at this point. We place him in God's hands. That's all I can do with those kind of moments. But for each of us, it really is an invitation to allow the love of Christ to open our hearts. Jesus calling each of us at this homecoming to be open to those that are less fortunate in our midst. But let me take it another step. Jesus calling us to be open even to our family members that we may not be agreeing with, or we may have had a problem with, or we may have a struggle with, or we may have had a difficulty with, because he's calling us to his table of love. And as we receive his body and blood, it is really meant to change us. He calls us very personally into that love. It's like that little one that greeted me this week. That's the kind of innocent statement Jesus is making to each of us. He's saying very personally to you and to me, I love you. I love you. And hopefully our response back is, I love you too, Lord. I love you too, Lord. Give me an amen on that.
Amen.
We can do better at homecoming. Try again.